Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Fred. We're listening to Perspectives on the Bible. It is the fifth day of November, the year 2010, and we're looking at Rabbi David Volpe's book, Why Faith Matters. And I hope that we can get through this particular book. I have recently been praying in the Holy Spirit and find myself directed to the 33rd chapter of the book of Ezekiel. And in the Spirit, the Lord is carrying me to this book. But anyway, let's move on to what I can do right away, which is read the section from the book of Ezekiel. And the word of the Lord, chapter 33 of the book of Ezekiel, chapter 33 of the book of Ezekiel. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, speak to the sons of your people, and say to them, If I bring a sword upon the land, and the people of the land take one man from among them, and make him their watchman. And he sees the sword coming upon the land, and he blows on the trumpet and warns the people. Then he who hears the sound of the trumpet and does not take warning, and the sword comes and takes him away, his blood will be on his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, but did not take warning. His blood will be on himself. But had he taken warning, he would have delivered his life. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, and the people are not warned, and a sword comes and takes the person from them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but the blood I will require from the watchman's hand. Now, as for you, son of man, I have appointed you a watchman for the house of Israel. So you will hear a message from my mouth and give them warning from me. And when I say to the wicked, O wicked man, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked man from his way, that wicked man will die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require from your hand. But if you, on your part, warn a wicked man to turn away from his way, and he does not turn from his way, he will die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your life. Now as for you, O son of man, sage of the house of Israel, thus you have spoken, saying, Surely our transgressions and our sins are upon us, and we are rotting away in them. How can we survive? Say to them, As I live, declares the Lord God, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that the wicked would turn from their way and live. Turn back from your evil ways. Why then will you die, O house of Israel? And you, son of man, say to your fellow citizens, The righteousness of a righteous man will not deliver him in the day of his transgression. And as for the wickedness of the wicked, he will not stumble because of it in the day when he turns from his wickedness. Whereas a righteous man will not be able to live by his righteousness on the day when he commits sin. When I say to the righteous, he will surely live, and he so trusts in his own righteousness that he commits iniquity, none of his righteousness deeds will be remembered. But in that same iniquity of his which he has committed, he will die. But when I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and he, in turn, moves away from his sin and practices justice and righteousness. If a wicked man restores a pledge, pays back what he has taken by robbery, walks by statutes which ensure life without committing iniquity, he will surely live. He shall not die, because none of his sins which he has committed will be remembered against him. He has practiced justice and righteousness. He will surely live. Yet your fellow citizens say, The way of the Lord is not right. When is it their own way that is not right? When the righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, then he shall die in his iniquity. But when the wicked turns from his wickedness and practices justice and righteousness, he will live by them. Yet you say, The way of the Lord is not right. O house of Israel, I will judge each of you according to his own ways. This is the word of the Lord, the word of the Lord as recorded to us in the book of Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, reading there from the first verse and following. Let's just take a moment as I collect my thoughts on this spiritual experience, being slain in the spirit as I am, and sharing with you the word of the Lord. I will be back with you in just a few moments. If you hang in there with me, we will look at Hope, Faith, and Courage, Hope, Faith, and Courage, which is our song, and then we will address this issue from the book of Ezekiel. Please stay with us. Hello, this is Pastor Fred, and welcome back. We're going to turn now to the Why Faith Matters book, published by Harper One, or Harper and Row, is the company, I guess, Reverend Rabbi David Volpe, one of the finest books. I have said it on my previous programs, and I say it to you now. If you can get this book, library, internet, Amazon.com, used, get it. Keep it in your library. It's one of the finest books I have ever read on the issue of why faith matters. Now, I'm turning to chapter 2, and I'm just going to read the introductory phrases here. I'm going to read the whole chapter. That would be wrong because there is so much in this book that you can use and so much in this book that you can learn, and I encourage you to purchase this book whatever way you can get it or get it from the library. Okay, Reverend Rabbi Volpe says, if religion is a solution to a problem or the answer to a perplexity, then a better solution or a more sophisticated answer makes religion unnecessary. Let me repeat that. If religion is a solution to a problem or the answer to a perplexity, then a better solution or more sophisticated answer makes religion unnecessary. Worshipping the rising sun is futile once science has demonstrated the laws behind planetary orbits. Sacrificing a sheep to produce rain is less compelling once one has learned to seed the clouds. The sun rising or the rain falling is not a problem any longer because we can explain or control it without recourse to religion. For those convinced that religion rests on fantasy, there must be a problem or a need it is meant to address. Religion has threaded through every age and culture. Once we can identify and analyze that need, then, like seeding clouds in place of sacrificing sheep, better answers can take place. Scholars need only figure out why human beings are captured by religious delusions. What is there in our makeup that inclines us to believe? How does religion help us to cope with life? This chapter looks critically at the two most common explanations for religion, fear and evolutionary advantage. Fear and evolutionary advantage. Both are useful in beginning to understand faith, Neither one alone captures its meaning or majesty. Religion begins in wonder, flourishes in relationship, and is realized through living with an awareness of the holiness of God. Let me go do that again. Religion begins in wonder, flourishes in relationship, and is realized through living with an awareness of the holiness of God. I am a stranger and afraid in a world I never made, is A.E. Housman. Is the quote. I am a stranger and afraid in a world I never made. So we read on the 22nd page of the wonderful book, Why Faith Matters, David J. Volpe, Harper Press. Wonderful reading and definitely should be in every single person's library. Now I'm going to connect because, as I told you, I am a charismatic. And Pastor Fred is a charismatic, is a person who can be moved by the Holy Spirit. And I really believe that to be true. So, in connection with Dr. Volpe's book, and connection with prayer and meditation on the Holy Rosary, and in connection with this broadcast, I have been moved into the 32nd chapter of the book of Ezekiel. Fundamentally, the message is very simple. You, O man of God, who have been called to be a preacher, a teacher, a pastor, a prophet, a proclaimer, you, O man of God, who have been called, the word is very strong, called into the profession, into the vocation of preacher, your job is not to raise funds. Your job is not to run an organization. Your job is not to please a men's group or a ladies' group or a youth group or a children's group. Your job is not to found a nursery school, but you, O man of God, who have been called into the proclamation ministry, your job is to say the following, that if the Lord God says to a person, the sword is coming upon the land, her nation, and you, a watchman of Israel, do not warn the people that the sword is coming, then their blood is at your hand. But if you, a watchman of Israel, chosen by the people to be the leader of the people, if you warn them and tell them the sword is coming and they refuse to listen, they refuse to heed you, they refuse to act accordingly, then they will die by the sword, but you will be exonerated. You will be forgiven their blood. Likewise, pastor, teacher, deacon, subdeacon, member of a Christian congregation, parent, brother, sister, I, the Lord God, have set before you yes and no, right and wrong, the Ten Commandments and the Gospel. You have an opportunity to believe or not to believe. You have an opportunity to agree or to disagree. If you choose to disagree and you are not warned that your disagreement can lead to your everlasting destruction, everlasting extinction, if you are not warned of that, then you will become everlastingly extinct. However, the person who was supposed to warn you, the person who was supposed to teach you, the person who was supposed to convince you, your blood will be held at his hand because he did not warn you. However, if he warned you, if he preached to you, if he lifted up the ministry to you, if he did everything he could to convince you of the truth of the faith and of the Bible, and you consistently and persistently refuse that message, refuse that preaching, refuse that teaching, and you repudiated the church, repudiated the synagogue, repudiated God, and repudiated Jesus, then your blood, you will die. But your blood will not be held at the preacher's account. It will be held on your own account. You are guilty of your own everlasting destruction. Don't blame me, O God, and don't blame my preachers and don't blame my teachers, because they have done the best they could, but you would not listen and you would not heed their call. So you will die, but your blood is required at your own hand and not at theirs. Very, very key concept of the Bible and very, very key concept of the New Testament and of Christianity. I want to just pause here. Let's just take a minute. We're going to turn to the song, With All I Am, With All I Am. And then after that, we'll go into a little bit of the book by David Volpe. We mainly, in the last section, dealt with the book of Ezekiel as I was moved by the Holy Spirit to speak with you. And then after this, With All I Am, I'll be back and we'll continue on with the program, specifically looking at the book, Why Faith Matters, the Reverend Rabbi David J. Volpe. Stay with us. Please stay with us.
Yeah. the palm of your hand, and I am yours forever. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I sing with all I am.
Hello, this is the Pastor Fred, and welcome back. And I'm going to say this very calmly in a very soft voice because I feel that the Holy Spirit is moving me to do that. I very much feel that this blog talk radio and the internet radio and all of that goes with it is a vehicle that can be used. Doesn't necessarily mean that it is supposed to be used, but can be used for the extension of the message of the Bible and for the extension of the message of Jesus and for the extension of the message of Judaism and Christianity and the people of the book. I also have been haunted all day long by the concept that someone among the listenership of this radio broadcast wants to do something for the Lord. I know that this particular program is reaching out. I get letters, I get emails, I get feedback from many persons who say that this particular blog talk radio broadcast has touched their lives and they are saved in various contexts. And so I know that many people have said to me, why can't this be longer? Why can't this be more regular? Or why can't you have a staff and everything? Well, frankly, this is free. Blog Talk Radio produces it for anyone for half an hour. But if we want to be on for 3 hours a day, then it costs minimally $400 a year. Now, my dear friends, this is just a statement. I do not know who you might be. I do not know if you're male or female, young or old, a black or white, whatever. But I know that the Spirit of God is directing me, and I will do it again in a future broadcast because I don't know which one of these broadcasts is going to produce the will of God. But Pastor Fred is St. Matthew's Lutheran Church, 173 North Washington Avenue, Bergenfield, New Jersey. And the Reach Outreach Ministry, a part of that church, that Lutheran church in Bergenfield, New Jersey, 173 North Washington Avenue. If you want to reach out to that, it's 201201 is the area code, 385-385-5799 is the telephone number, 201-385-385-5799 And I don't know what it is, but this particular push or concept, which is just bouncing back and forth, within me spiritually as I pray and I enter into the presence of the Holy Spirit through the charismatic experience, the glossolalia, the speaking in tongues, the presence of the Holy Spirit. I know that somehow or other I'm supposed to do that. Okay, having done that, if you want to support this ministry, if you want to send a donation, if you want to pay for the whole thing, what's $400 a year? I would, but I'm already working for free. And I'm also conducting myself in several ministries for free while at the same time trying to conduct myself in the world and pay my bills. So most of my ministry is in the realm of the free, but then again, there are a few places where there is some pay, and then I'm allowed to pay my bills with that kind of support. So are you the one? Are you the person listening, male or female, young or old, who wants to say that you sponsored perspectives on the Bible for 1 year at a level that would allow us to be on for 3 hours a day, then the donation is $400. I mean, that's all I can tell you. I can't go any further than that. I'm going to not even go further than that because I feel that I've done it. Okay, now, Why Faith Matters, the Reverend Dr. David Volpe. And Dr. Volpe, Reverend Rabbi Volpe, talks about religion as a solution to a problem and to a or a solution to a question. And he goes on to talk about death. And how should I go about doing this, dear friends? In 1973, I was ordained in the Lutheran Church of St. Matthews in New York, 207 Sherman Avenue, 202 Sherman Avenue between 207th Street and 208th Street in the upper section of Manhattan by the Reverend Alfred W. Trinkline and the Reverend Schultz and the Reverend Oswald C.J. Hoffman. All of them have been pastors in that church. Actual ordination was done by the Reverend Schultz, and the Reverend Ressmeyer. Ressmeyer was the bishop of the AELC, Association of Evangelical Lutheran Churches at the time. I myself was trained in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, graduated from Concordia Seminary, 801 DeMunn Avenue, St. Louis, Missouri, was thrown into the maelstrom, which was Seminex and Elam. I served my first church with a pastor, Gary Mayle, in Kingston, New York, and then ended up in St. Matthew's Lutheran Church with the Reverend Carlton Adler, who had been the pastor of the church for 54 years, a graduate of Concordia Seminary himself, Milwaukee, and then Concordia Seminary, St. Louis, a fine man of God, a saint of God, a pioneer, a founder, awesome personality as I served with him in this church. Then after the AELC, we enter into the time when there's the Missouri Synod and the ELCA. I'm just moved. I know this doesn't seem to be connected to you, to the program, but I'm just moved to talk about this, the ELCA. And then under that ELCA, I have had a ministry with females before there were female pastors. I've had a ministry with gay and homosexual people before that was a big issue, gay and homosexual peoples. And I've had a ministry with black pastors of the Baptist persuasion and even black bishop before black was an issue, because I don't see black people. I only see people who are black. And my dear friend, Charles Singletary, with whom I worked for decades, awesome brother of the African-American category. But I don't see him as that. I see him as my brother Charles, who I love dearly and deeply, and his lovely wife and his lovely children. Wonderful and so helpful to me and this ministry. When I was called away in 2003, into the United States Army. I was in the United States Army Reserves, called away to active duty in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom, Operation Enduring Endeavor, and worked at Fort Dix at Chapel No. 5. I wrote my doctoral thesis on the work that we did in training United States Army Reserve chaplains for mobilization from Chapel 5 and Fort Dix and into the theater of operations in Iraq. Doctoral dissertation which can be found at the Lutheran Theological Seminary at Philadelphia. I graduated with my doctorate degree with distinction in the year 2007. All of that is a prelude to, I guess it's a vindication or an authentication or a credentialing of this particular ministry that was being carried out through Blog Talk Radio, through Bible-study-for-everyone.com. Bible-for, F-O-R-everyone.com. bible-study-for-everyone.com. So bible-study-for-everyone.com, which is the Bible site. And then now I'm venturing out into, trying to venture out into another outreach ministry, which may God grant it is meaningful for our day and age, through internet radio. And my website is Christian Church Radio, one word, ChristianChurchRadio.com. You click on the MP3 player, Winamp is installed on your computer, you listen to the music. Right now we're playing classical music only for the purpose of experimental. How many people will listen? How many people will it reach? How successful is it? And how do we learn the techniques and the technology required to run an internet radio station? Why? In order to proclaim the gospel, in order to enter through the airwaves into every home that cares to turn the dial. No force or coercion involved here, just ministry. As I said, as I began this broadcast, I was in prayer. I was in the Holy Spirit. I was moved to the book of Ezekiel and basically read there, O man of God, if you tell a person their sin and they turn away from their sin, their soul is saved and you are held blameless. But O man of God, if you're told that a person is sinning and you do not tell them, you do not tell them that they are sinning, they will die in their sin. And that's their business. But you, O man of God, who was supposed to tell them their sin, you will be held blamed, not blameless, but blamed, because you were supposed to warn them and you did not. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, what I'm saying here is, through Blog Talk Radio, through Christian Church Radio, through other means of the internet, my intention is to reach out and to touch the lives of people, so that we, you and I together, because I can't pay for it. I don't have the money to pay for it. I don't have the backing to pay for it. I don't have the staff to pay for it. I don't have the organizational clout to pay for it. But you and I, through Blog Talk Radio, through Christian Church Radio, through BibleStudy.com, foreveryone.com on the internet, and whatever other means, we need to be reaching out with the Word of God to say to people, turn around and repent and turn to the Lord, lest you die in your sins and be judged. Unless you die in your sin and be judged. So stop what you're doing. Take stock of what you're doing. Reflect upon what you're doing. Self-examine yourself about what you are doing. Don't blame it on the other guy. And then step onto the bus, as it were, and move forward with that renewed understanding that you are responsible for your own actions. And that the preacher and the teacher and the church is not responsible for your actions, only insofar as the church, the preacher, and the teacher may not have warned you of the seriousness of your offense. And so in that case, if he has not done his job, if the watchman has not done his job and warned the city of the sword that is coming, and the preacher has not done his job of the wrath that is coming, then the people who do not act are exonerated. But what I'm saying to you, dear friends, through this broadcast and through this radio broadcast and through this whole entire Blog Talk Radio event, is to say that we, you and I, need to join together. We need to join together. One preacher, one pastor, one congregation, one organization in one corner really can't do it. You might say, oh, well, Charles Spurgeon did it, or Charles Wesley did it. Well, I'm not Charles Wesley, and I'm not Charles Spurgeon. I'm just not going to tell you that, and neither are you. So we, together. Now, if you want to contribute to this, if you want to send help to this, if you want to pray for this ministry, then do so. Pray toward us at 173 North Washington Avenue. Direct your prayers in our direction, 173 North Washington Avenue, Bergenfield, New Jersey. Direct your prayers, direct your thought, direct your kinetic energy to that location, 173 North Washington Avenue, Bergenfield, New Jersey. And let that power of the Holy Spirit, let your kinetic energy of the Holy Spirit, let your spiritual energy come to us through that means of the Baptist Church in Teaneck, New Jersey. And that way, in that way, we can work together. Also, just a quick one. I just thought of this because I've been dealing with this today, which is if you're a member of Thrivent for Lutherans, if you're a Lutheran, if you're a listener to this program, you're a member of Thrivent for Lutherans. That used to be the Aid Association for Lutherans, the Aid Association for Lutherans, and Lutheran Brotherhood, these are insurance companies, Lutheran Brotherhood Insurance Company, Aid Association for Lutherans Insurance Company, then you have something called Choice Dollars. Choice Dollars. This is a program of this magnificent insurance company, the Thrivent for Lutherans Insurance Company, the best insurance company in the United States of America, if not the world. Now, Thrivent has a program called Choice, C-H-O-I-C-E, Choice, the word choice. And through that program, through calling up Thrivent for Lutherans or going on the internet under Thrivent for Lutherans and registering in, your account, whether it's an insurance policy, an annuity, or whatever investment you may have with Thrivent for Lutherans, that is designated with a dollar amount. And this dollar amount can be given by you, by your direction. You're given the choice. You, a member of the Thrivent community for Lutherans, are given the choice. How do you want to expend your $5 or your $50 or your $500 account? Now, that depends on what products you have and what services you get and all that kind of stuff. That's Thrivent's business. But what I'm saying to you is, if you're a member of Thrivent for Lutherans, and if you care about this ministry, if you care about St. Matthew's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Beringfield, from which this ministry emanates, if you care to give money that is sitting in the bank account at Thrivent, being not being used, if you care to go into Thrivent and recapture the $3 or the $5 or the $50 that is going to just evaporate on December 31st, if you care to be the decider of what this money can go to, there are a host of opportunities in the Thrivent for Lutherans, Thrivent for Lutherans website.com, Thrivent for Lutherans, or Thrivent.com, or Thrivent for Lutherans. Then you can check the box. You can make the decision. You can bring about a donation to a ministry that you think is important and meaningful. And among them is St. Matthew's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Bergenfield, New Jersey. And from that will come the funds and the monies which will enable us to continue to broadcast, even to broadcast 3 hours a day, not 45 minutes. I'm pushing this envelope of Blog Talk Radio. They're very gracious people, wonderful people, kind people, good people who allow me to push that envelope. But I'm pushing you then, in turn, to go into Choice, Thrivent for Lutherans, and choose St. Matthew Church in Bergenfield, New Jersey, and then we will receive from them your donation through them with no out-of-pocket expense whatever. This money, my friends, exists in time and space. If you don't spend it, it will evaporate into the air. So you can use your $3, your $5, your $50 to drive in for Lutherans, and you can make a donation to St. Matthew's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Bergenfield, New Jersey. And from that, we will derive the funds to continue to broadcast Blog Talk Radio, to continue to broadcast Christian Church Radio, and to continue to do ministry in time and space at this location. St. Matthew's, by the way, is a church founded in the year 1908, and this church has been in continuous operation for 100 years at this location. However, I will be quick to tell you that our resources, our audience, our support base is quickly evaporating. And that's one of the additional reasons that I'm very bold, to, and I ask your forgiveness. If it's too bold, forgive me. But you see what I'm trying to say is that there are thousands and tens of thousands of dollars languishing in accounts at Thrivent for Lutherans Choice Program, Choice, C-H-O-I-C-E program, that you have a say over that money. You have a say as to where that money goes. And I'm asking for that money. Rather than have it just vaporize on the 31st of December, I would have you direct it to our ministry so that we can fund Christian Church Radio, so that we can fund Blog Talk Radio, and so we can fund the local ministry of the Congregation of St. Matthew's Evangelical Lutheran Church of Bergenfield, New Jersey. Okay, that's enough of the stuff about money and all that kind of thing. I want to just use the last 2 minutes here to talk about Dr. Volpe's book. My dear friends, I picked this book up, Why Faith Matters, about 3 years ago, and it was a lifesaver. I was down, I was out, I was knocked out. Now, nobody in my family knew that. They all thought, you know, I was fine. My congregation, they all thought I was fine. My friends and everybody else thought I was fine. But you know what? In reality, I was knocked out, I was knocked down, I was out for the count, and I was about to go under in my faith. But God gave me a gift. God gave me three gifts. God gave me three gifts in the Holy Spirit. He gave me this wonderful, wonderful, seminal book called Why Faith Matters by a Jewish rabbi called David Volpe. This book is awesome. Why Faith Matters, David J. Volpe, a seminal book which opened up my heart, opened up my mind, and revived me when I was down and out and going to go out for the count. He then gave me a book by His Holiness Benedict XVI called Jesus of Nazareth. I'm a pretty intellectual guy, so this book, the book by Benedict XVI, Jesus of Nazareth, revived my intellect, revived my spirit, revived my soul, revived my interest in religion, revived my theology, revived everything that I am and pretend to be. Pretend in a good sense, not in a false sense. And then he gave me the wonderful book by Gary Wills. These are three books which I consistently broadcast on these programs. Gary Wills, The Rosary, and I pray the Rosary, and I am immersed in the Rosary, and I am learning and growing in the Rosary. And that gift has lifted me off the ground, lifted me up into a chair, lifted me up so that I can stand erect, lifted me up out of the downtrodden, down-spirited, down-for-the-count guy that I was several years ago into the person who was talking to you today and speaking to you today on this Blog Talk Radio broadcast. Why Faith Matters, Jesus of Nazareth, The Rosary, Gary Wills. If you will buy these three books, go to the public library, borrow them. Don't steal them, but borrow them, beg for them, use them. You are going to experience something that I did. I was down for the count, my friends, down for the count. Disillusioned, disappointed, disaffected, despairing. And these three books, Rabbi David Volpe's book, His Holiness the Pope's book, and layperson Gary Wills' book, picked me up, lifted me up, and gave me new life in Christ, new life in Christ. And now in the Holy Spirit, I live to broadcast and to teach and to preach and to reach out to you through this and other means in order that you, by using these resources and hearing my voice, may be revived, renewed, revitalized, and sent out in a new experience of life unlike anything you have ever experienced before. I promise you, just get these things and read them, borrow them, read them, go to the library, read them, because they're great, absolutely great. Okay, I'm looking at my little switchboard here. It says I have about 6 minutes left, and I'm not going to use up that 6 minutes because I don't have anything more to say. I've said everything in the spirit that I can possibly say. I just want to say to you, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. I'm going to offer up a prayer. Dear Jesus, dear God, dear Holy Spirit, through the Virgin Mother of God, Holy Mary, I pray for this ministry. I pray for all and every individual person who listens to this. I pray that they will pass on news of Blog Talk Radio, Perspectives in the Bible to others. I pray that they will click into Christian Church Radio just to give their support. There's something you can do. My listeners, there's something you can do. I'm not going to throw you down on your knees. That God will do that. I'm not going to throw you down in his confession. God will do that. I'm not going to tell you to give money. That's none of my business. Even though I have, in effect, asked for money. But, you know, I apologize ahead of time. But that's a reality, and I'm not going to deny that reality. I was moved to do that by the Holy Spirit. But, you know, I'm not talking about $45,000 million. I'm talking about a few bucks. And there's somebody out there. I know in Jesus that there's somebody out there who's going to do it, who's going to reach out and give that gift so that this ministry can continue. And if you're that person, you'll know it right now. You'll feel it right now. You're in the Holy Spirit. You will be moved to do it right now. However, if you're not, you're not. That's God's decision. That's not my decision. That God decides those kind of things. I don't get it. Not me. I don't do that kind of stuff. That's not my bit. Okay. What I pray for you, dear friends, is that you in God, in Christ, in the Holy Spirit, may experience the renewal, the revitalization, the rejuvenation of your spirit through Why Faith Matters, David Volpe, the Rosary, Gary Wills, and Jesus of Nazareth, Pope Benedict XVI, and Blog Talk Radio, and Christian Church Radio. Just reach out and touch these things, and you, I know that you will be saved. You will be saved. Believe it. Believe it. It's the truth. I'm Pastor Fred. I'm broadcasting you to from New Jersey, a little town in New Jersey, St. Matthew's Lutheran Church in New Jersey, a small little congregation, doing what we can for the good of all. And I ask you to pray for me. I pray for you in general, although I wish I knew your name. I don't. If there's a way on your internet connection, on your computer connection, when you go to bible-study-for-everyone.com, there's a means of communicating with me. If you go on to christianchurchradio.com, there's a way of communication with me through the contact form. Contact me. I want to talk to you. I want to know who you are. I want to touch you, and I want you to touch me. If you're of the Spirit, if you're of the devil, go away. Go away. Because I've already been approached multiple times by those who are of the devil. My dear friends, the devil has contacted me 15 times and 20 times, and the Christians have been silent. So what does that mean? I don't know what it means, but I know this, that if you're not of the Lord Jesus Christ, then I plead with you to turn to Jesus and to turn to the Bible and to turn to faith and to turn away from the evil one and to live. And to live, because it's my job as the watchman, as the herald, as the preacher, to warn you. And if you will not heed the warning, well, that will be your end, but it will not be my fault. And I ask you, the listener, to join with me, because you're supposed to be joining with me and seeing to it that it's not your fault that this is continued on, but that you have contributed your prayers, your thoughts, and your help to this ministry. Thank you very much. I'm Pastor Fred, and I ask you to continue with me. I have one more broadcast tomorrow, and I'm going to be off the radio for a while, about a week or so maybe, and then I'll be back on. That's the way it looks like. I might be able to get back on from a distant location. That we'll see how that goes. But thank you very much. God bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. God lift up his countenance upon you and give you everlasting peace. And if you're a Christian, if you belong to a congregation, then go to church and receive communion. Go to church and receive the holy body and blood of Jesus. Go to church and be in common union with Jesus and with the church for the forgiveness of your sins unto life everlasting. Amen. Thank you for listening, and God bless. Courage.
rain.